Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and this week's CD haul included a solo effort from one of the Black Keys, a Scottish disco nugget, and an Indo-Pakistani-American jazz group. First, Dan Auerbach is the singing, guitar-playing half of the blues-punk duo The Black Keys. His solo album is called Keep It Hid.
Are you words in my head?
That song, Whispered Words, was actually written by Dan Auerbach's dad. On most of Keep It Hid, Auerbach's songwriting juggles country, blues, and psychedelia with gritty, skanky results. And I mean that in a good way.
Tell me now, tell me true.
Dan Auerbach's new record is called Keep It Hid. Our next pick might be the soundtrack for the next time you spend an evening crawling through dirty nightclubs wearing very, very tight clothes. It's the dance floor ready new album from the Scottish band Franz Ferdinand. Tonight is their third album, and on it, Franz Ferdinand risked a disco disaster, but their gamble paid off handsomely. Here's No You Girls.
Oh, kiss me.
That's just one of the nightclub anthems on the new Franz Ferdinand disc, Tonight. Of course, we know how these evenings end, waiting for that taxi that just never seems to come. Our final CD is from Rudrish Mahanthapa's Indo-Pak Coalition. Apti means coming together. It's an easy title to explain this album from the Indo-Pak Coalition, a group that includes Indian-American sax player Rudrish Mahanthapa, Pakistani-American guitarist Rez Abbasi, and just regular American tabla player Dan Weiss. All three are veteran jazz musicians, but this is the Indo-Pak's debut album, and together they present a jammy mix of Indian music and jazz that somehow avoids sounding like 70s fusion. And these are Soundcheck's picks for this week. You can find out more information on the Soundcheck page of our website at WNYC.org. Coming up, live music in our studio from singer-songwriter Erin McCarley. And go to the Soundcheck page on our website, WNYC.org, where we're asking you to tell us about one album that changed your life. Listeners have already written in about albums by Bob Dylan, no surprise, but also the hip-hop group The Avalanches and the Uruguayan singer Alfredo Zitarrosa. Tell us about your life-changing album. Go to the Soundcheck page at WNYC.org and then tune in tomorrow for the results.